And if he wanted to accompany her home, he'd say,
the way we'd ask it usually, would say, can I take you home?
If a person had to carry something that was heavy, instead of saying, I picked it up and carried it, they might say, I picked it up and...
Toted it.
And like if one of your kids, if the stove was hot and you didn't want them to get burned, you'd say, now that stove's hot, so don't...
Don't put your hands on that or blister your fingers.
And if you needed a hammer or something, you'd say, if you wanted somebody to get it for you, you'd say, go...
Get me the hammer, Mom.
And then Marjorie'd have to do it. Well, my goodness, she's got on a pretty long dress. I didn't
know. I'd say, I'll be out there and I'll want to say, Mom, bring me the hammer.
Yeah.
Got to make me some fish sinkers.
Well, it's hard for me to think of you as Mom. If you'd been fishing, but you didn't have any luck, you'd say, well, I hadn't...
Boy, I didn't catch no fish much.
And in this pond, I never have
fish.
And if you didn't get any, you'd say, I never have.
Sometimes I say, I never have caught no fish in this place. That's just, there surely ain't no fish in there to mount anything.
If you're about to punish a child, the child might say, oh, please, give me another.
They would want to not do or don't do that, Mama. Please don't whoop
me. Give me another. Give me another.
They don't ask for another chance. They just holler, don't do her.
If you had mice or something that you didn't want anymore, you'd say you needed to get
rid of them.
Have you ever heard anybody say get shut of them?
Yeah, they say I've got to get shut of the mice.
If you wrote somebody a letter, you might say, like if you'd written it last week, you'd say, now I wrote, poor little thing. You might say, now, I wrote him a letter, and so I'm expecting to get.
Well, you'll write a letter. What bothers me worse than anything is to have a lawyer working for you. And then you write to the lawyer and ask him, say, what are you going to do about it? I'd like to know what you're going to do.
And then you never get it.
And he'll send you a bill that he wants what you owe him, but he'll never mention what he's going to do about what you've got him working.
So really, you never get an answer.
That there's one of the worst.
That's why I brought him down.
And
look, Marky, I know you need to go and see them. Go and see them.
Go ahead and give them something to eat.
Yeah.
Let them eat.
That's why I just really don't feel like I'm in the way. I don't.
You're not. But,
well, y'all need to go on and eat too now.
Well, you need to eat.
Well, I don't need to eat. But I am really. I know you think I'm never going to get through with this thing, but really we are going to get through without too much longer. Now, if somebody sent you a letter and you wrote them a letter back, you'd say that you were
answering the letter.
And if you put the letter in the envelope, then you'd have to take a pen and Tom.
Well.
In order on the envelope, you'd have to
seal it. Yeah, seal it.
And then you take your pen and you.
Address it.
And then
we usually address them before we even put the letter in there.
Oh, you do.
And it makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
To have them addressed, and then put the letter in there. All you got to do is seal it.
And if you wanted to write to somebody, but you didn't know where they live, you might ask somebody.